statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning into LTN today. And this will be the, of course, September 11th edition of LTN. 19 years ago today, we, of course, experienced the greatest tragedy in our country.
Isn't that unreal that it's been 19 years?
19 years, Katie.
That's insane. Someone said that this morning, and I was like doing the math on my fingers. I was like, there's no way.
19 years ago.
That's crazy.
Just like when these kind of moments occur, people have exact memories of where they were and what they were doing.
Yeah.
I remember, for example, when John Kennedy was assassinated.
I don't remember that, but.
Oh, you weren't born?
No, I was not.
I was living in California. I lived in Pasadena. And I was standing in the kitchen. I was just a young guy, just a young kid, teenager. And I was getting ready to probably go to class at Pasadena Junior College, or maybe I was going to my job. I was a cook. I worked for IHOP. You didn't know that. Nobody's never knew that before, I guess.
I did not know that.
I was a cook at International House of Pancakes. And that was a hard job. We can talk about that sometime. But I was standing in the kitchen. I was probably getting ready to go to work. And the radio was on. And the announcement came across the radio. You're stunned. You're just stunned. And on September 11th, I remember exactly what I was doing. I was ironing a white starched shirt, getting ready to go to court. I was doing trial and jury consulting work. And I had the TV on. It was in the morning, and I had it on NBC. I was watching the Today Show. And, of course, you know, back then, you know, they were announcing it, and it was, you were watching it live, I mean, in real time. And that's what people do. We remember these moments. We know exactly what we were doing and where we were.
Even for 9/11, I was 7, and I remember everything about that day. And I was really young.
You do remember?
Yeah, I very vividly remember that day. I don't know how much I remember from the age of 7, but I remember that day verbatim. I was out of school that day. I actually had strep throat, so when the first tower was hit, I was on my way to the doctor's office, and I remember hearing it on the radio, and I remember my mom reacting, and, you know, I was 7, so I didn't really get what was happening, and by the time we left the doctor's office, by then it was known what had happened. The second tower was struck, and I just remember my mom crying, and she went home, and she turned on the news and didn't move from in front of the TV the rest of the day, and she just cried and cried, and it took me a few years to really understand what had happened.
Mm-hmm. Can you look on the calendar for 2001, September 11th? What day of the week was it? Was it a Wednesday? What day of the week was it?
It was Thursday. Today's. I lied.
It was
Hold
a
on.
What?
Hold on 1 second.
All right. Of course, today is Friday. And I was getting ready to go to court.
Tuesday.
It was a what?
It was a Tuesday.
Tuesday, early in the week. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there. And, wow. That seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? Seems like a lifetime ago. But you know something? The country pulled together. We pulled together. We somehow made our way through it, as painful as it was. And here we are today with another crisis, and the country is so divided. It is. Historians will mark this period in our history. It will not be looked upon with favorable historical eyes. It will not. What we have done to ourselves. This is outrageous. We did it. We pulled ourselves together in 9/11. And I can tell you too, and people listening and watching the show, I invite you to call. When John Kennedy was assassinated, this country was not necessarily some calm lake, you know, smooth, silky lake. No, the country was turbulent. Vietnam War was going on. There were protests in the streets. People were burning down banks, burning draft cards. I remember standing in the quadrangle at the university, and these students were standing, they were all gathered around, and they were tearing up their draft cards and burning them. I walked away. It didn't seem right, didn't feel right. I protested. I didn't like the war, but I just felt that was for me. Now, you know, others have the right to express their view that way, and I don't judge them. But for me, it was a bridge of protest too far. And yet, as turbulent as the country was, and as sideways as it was, somehow the country pulled together. And then Martin Luther King was assassinated. And then Robert Kennedy was assassinated. The feeling in the country, it was depressed. You could feel, I swear to God, you could feel it. It was dark. You could feel the weight of the tragedy. And I'll bet you a buck that there are people listening and watching this show right now that'll tell you the same thing. It was not the country wasn't in great shape. And we got through all of that together. John Kennedy was assassinated. Martin Luther King, then Robert Kennedy, and the war. I mean, I could go on and on. On and on. And the baby boomers, that's the generation that experienced all that. But we pulled together. We don't want to seem to do it here. I don't understand. Oh, I do understand. I can't talk about it on the radio. I can't do it on this show. I could uncork it for you. Trust me. I know what's going on. And it's a shame. It's a shame. How this is the greatest public health crisis of 100 years. And I saw this morning a guy at a political rally yesterday, a President Trump's rally, no mask, nothing. And the reporter asked him, "Why aren't you wearing a mask?" And he said, "This pandemic is a hoax. It's not real." And I'm thinking, how could he conclude that? 190,000 people died. Tell that to the families of those 190,000 people. Ask them if it's a hoax. So that's where the country is. He's sort of illustrative of where we are. Then you have people on the other side, and they're at each other's throats. We should be ashamed of ourselves for doing this. We're doing it to ourselves. And the virus is exploiting it. On this very day, 9/11, we survived that, and we can't pull ourselves together on this. I never thought I would live to see this moment. If you have a thought or feeling, call. I don't care what it is. You call. I'll talk to you.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Celsius is a fitness drink which is clinically proven to function. How? As a thermogenic, Celsius proprietary MetaPlus blend accelerates metabolism, increasing your body's ability to burn fat and calories. There are only two ways a body burns fat: through increased heart rate and our increased body temperature, thermogenesis. Drinking Celsius and then going into motion is double dipping. You're accelerating the burn, and the results are even faster. Celsius is your ultimate fitness partner. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors. 100% of 7 essential vitamins. Proven in 6 published university studies. How does it work? Celsius proprietary MetaPlus formula, including green tea with EGCS, ginger, and guarana seed, turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Invest in yourself. Drink Celsius. Look for us at www.celsius.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for tuning into the show today, whether you're listening on the radio, listening on some handheld device, computer, or watching it in some form or fashion. Stephen Wicks will be calling in the second hour from South Africa. The show is international, and I'm very proud of that. Boy, there's so much to... I would just say this to you. You may have a thought or two about 9/11. I would love to hear about it. Your feelings and your thoughts, maybe what you were doing that day 19 years ago. You know, the children that are growing up, that's in their history books. When you and I grew up, world wars were in our history books.
It's crazy to think that kids who were born during 9/11 and the year after are old enough to vote now. Like that really put into perspective for me how long ago it had been. Mm-hmm. And they just had no idea. They're going to learn about it in history books. It really is crazy to think about that, because I feel like I'm so young. So to think there's an entire generation that just didn't live through it at all is kind of crazy.
And this is not to say that at that moment in time there wasn't some aberrant behavior going on about 9/11. all the conspiracy theories, it was insane. And in fact, you know, the one theory that was out there was that President Bush had conspired with I don't know who they were, but they conspired and they were responsible for the attacks on the buildings, the towers, the Twin Towers. President Bush. That was a conspiracy theory that was being propagated, quite a bit. I mean, you don't remember that, right? Of course, you were only seven.
Yeah, no.
Were you even aware of that conspiracy theory?
I didn't learn about that until later in life, no. I mean, if I had heard it on the news, I didn't really know what it meant, but I did learn about the conspiracy theory later, but it was years later watching a documentary or something on TV.
And may God rest his soul. The co-host, this was when I had started the show. Of course, 9/11 was 2001, correct? And so I started the show in 2005. Let's Talk Nutrition. And we went on the air. It was a Tuesday, and probably in the afternoon around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. It was on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I had a co-host at the time. He has now passed away. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to do that. But it turns out that one day, it was like 4 years later, we were on the air, and he had invited a guest onto the show, and I didn't know what they were, you know, I was told they were going to talk about one thing, and next thing you know, they go into a discussion about how President Bush was responsible for the attack on the Twin Towers. Of course, he was fired. This was 3 months after we had started the show. He was fired once the owners of the... I don't own this show. This is a company that I don't own. And once the owners of the company found that out, he was summarily fired after 3 months. And they asked me, Doc, do you think you can do this show by yourself? I said, yeah, I can do it by myself, of course. You don't know that story, do you?
I can't believe he said it on air.
Why?
I mean, that's really... it costed him his job, so, I mean, super risque to say.
God rest his soul. He was a good man. He was my friend. But he bought into that conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Cost him his job.
Yikes.
Tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Tough stuff, man.
I remember hearing about it, though. I was 10, so at first, when I first saw it happening, I was in class, and I had to be in fifth grade that year. Yeah. And I didn't know what was... I thought it was like a movie or something, because I was like, there's no way a real-life plane is crashing into actual... But, like, I just didn't believe it when I first saw it.
Nobody did. I mean, it was like, what is that? What's
right.
going on?
It went from how did that happen to oh my gosh,
like this is real
so quick, yeah.
Yeah.
Very. It's crazy how you remember that so well.
And it was 4 years later, and people were still walking around, running around with all these conspiracy theories as to what happened. And the other theory that my friend and colleague had was that no plane had crashed into the Pentagon.
Oh, I heard that one before.
You haven't?
No, I have. I'm saying I've heard that one before, sadly.
And I know people that were there and saw the plane go into the building.
That was some quick video editing if no planes hit that building.
Right? Who's in charge here?
That's a part of our human nature that is really bizarre, isn't it? And it doesn't serve us well.
No.
Conspiracy theories are not critical thinking.
And now
they're
here
conspiracy
we
are.
I was just going to say, here what? We are in 2020 now going through the same thing with conspiracy theories for an entirely different reason.
Exactly. No, it's not. Conspiracy theories have nothing to do with critical thinking. Unbelievable. Human nature is very complex, and here we are on this day celebrating 9/11, 19 years ago. May they all rest in peace. This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. If there were ever a time to take charge of your health, now's that time, given the U.S. coronavirus epidemic. Earth's Creation scientifically tested CurcuLife Curcumin and its family of products can help you do just that. If you have an inflammation-generating condition, such as obesity, heart disease, or diabetes, you are at a greater risk to be infected by the coronavirus. Earth's Creation CurcuLife Curcumin supplement is a patented turmeric formulation with extensive clinical trials. It allows more curcumin to get into your cells to fight inflammation, a hallmark of viral infections. CurcuLife Plus Curcumin is in many of Earth's Creation family of products. Go to inflammationusa.com and protect yourself against the coronavirus. For a limited time, buy any product at inflammationusa.com and get the second bottle at 50% off. Act now. Go to inflammationusa.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Irwin Naturals, premium vitamins and supplements, 25 years of gold standard supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to this September 11th, 9/11 edition of Let's Talk Nutrition, remembering the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. And that eventful moment has changed the psyche of the country, the day-to-day life of the country and the culture. When you think about it, it has changed even, you know, it, and so many studies have been done, and I would have to look a little deeper, but I bet you if I got into the literature, I could begin to find how that a moment had an impact on the health of the country, you know, the country as a nation, but on individuals and how what effects may still linger and still be in play because of that moment. Those kinds of things don't just happen and then it's done. The downstream effect, the ripple effect, the lingering effects go on maybe sometimes for decades. You know that from world wars, whether it be World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam. The country still is, from Vietnam, there are lingering deleterious effects of that war. You still see them. But think about how our life has changed since 9/11. On that day, 2,996 people died in and around the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and on a commercial airline that crashed. If you all, nobody even knew where Shanksville was then, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the time, you recall, the United States and all of its allies escalated operations throughout Afghanistan because they felt that the Taliban was responsible. Osama bin Laden. Remember Osama bin Laden? Airports. In airports. Remember? You were the scrutiny that was at the airports. And then people were debating about, well, how much of our freedom and liberty should we give up in the name of security? Now you go to the airport. I mean, they're a breath away from stripping down, having you stripped down. Even today, it's a little better, but take off your shoes, take off your belt, take off your coat, take off your hat, take off your sweater. And so we live with that inconvenience. That's the least of our, should be the least of our concern, but that's a side effect. And at the time on television, that constant the networks were looping the footage of the collapsing Twin Towers. And it was upsetting. It was horrible. And then in the wake of the attacks, the United States, we then decided to embark on the longest military campaign in our history, short history, to try and dismantle the Taliban and its hold on Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan. The conflict has been going on since October of 2001. We still have soldiers, women and men, in Afghanistan. I don't know exactly how many. It's got to be over 150,000, maybe. Afghan people have died, maybe close to 2,500, maybe 3,000. I don't know the exact number of military. Katie can check my work. How many soldiers have died since 2001 in Afghanistan? Yeah, U.S. contractors that were there, thousands of them have died. The United Nations estimated that more than 3,800 Afghan civilians were killed in the first half of last year, 2019.
Yeah, it looks like you're reading the same thing I just pulled up. Looks like it says U.S. soldiers have also suffered from a decade of war with over 7,000 dead and over 52,000 wounded.
What report is that?
From the FCNL.
Mm-hmm. There are statistics. If you type in statistics, Afghanistan, U.S. military, you'll get some government site that will give you the exact numbers. So one of the effects of 9/11 is that we have now engaged in the longest war in our history.
So 7,000 U.S. troops have been killed in war from 2001 through the end of 2018. And okay. That over 3,000 were in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
The other Iraq.
And all the changes to air travel and safety, as I alluded to, we created Homeland Security, that agency.
Yep. I don't know what it was like to travel before 9/11. I never lived in a world where I flew on planes or anything before 9/11. So that's just like how I was raised. But like thinking back and... Didn't you used to be able to like smoke on airplanes and stuff? Like, and that might have happened, been stopped before 9/11.
Well, back in the day, you book a flight, get your ticket, go to the gate, walk on the plane.
It's crazy. That's insane to think about.
That's all you did. That's it. The only cops that were in security, you didn't see much. Are you kidding me? Now. My God, if you travel to Europe before 9/11, go to Europe, you go in some of these countries, you land in the airport, and there are military with automatic weapons lined out, located throughout the airport, locked and loaded. That's where they're at. And then we have the illnesses. Come back, we can talk about that. To this very single moment, people are dying from 9/11. Those responders that work on that pile, the police officers, the firefighters, the EMS people, everyday people going in and helping. What a moment in our history.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Have you experienced the wisdom of nature with Zyflamend Whole Body from New Chapter? Zyflamend is a 10-herb blend that delivers three health benefits. First, Zyflamend is an herbal approach to pain relief, helping to soothe minor pain or soreness. Second, Zyflamend is a joint supplement with time-tested herbs to support joint function and flexibility. And the third benefit, Zyflamend supports the body's healthy inflammation response, something that's essential for maintaining whole body health. Zyflamend is New Chapter's clinically tested blend of 10 remarkable herbs, including pure and potent turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend is non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, and 100% vegetarian. New Chapter is a leader in supplement quality. Every ingredient, every product, every time. Discover Zyflamend, New Chapter's number one selling multi-herbal. Zyflamend is made with ginger for occasional pain relief after exercise. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Celsius, live fit. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to this September 11th edition of 9/11. Of LTN, remembering the attack on the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001, on the World Trade Center. And it had profound effects on the well-being of people in New York City. And I'm giving attribution that I found this great article by Susan Klitzman and Nicholas Frudenberg. Great article. I'm giving them total attribution, and they describe and assess the strength and the weaknesses of the response to this crisis at the time. But they make some in interesting points, though. But just recall, September 11th, it was 8:46 a.m. 8:46 a.m. 2001, September 11th. And a Boeing, you saw a Boeing 767 jet flying into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. That was in Lower Manhattan. And then 18 minutes later, another plane flew into the South Tower within 2 hours, and we watched it with our own eyes. Both towers collapsed. It was a remarkable scene. The crash and resulting fires and building collapses killed 2,801 people, 147 of whom were passengers on the two jets. In the following days of those buildings collapsing, millions of people in the metropolitan region in New York were exposed to a combination of air pollution, dangerous work conditions, and psychological trauma. And, it's just remarkable what happened. And I was looking here. They described it as an unprecedented environmental assault for Lower Manhattan. And the attacks exposed various populations to contaminants in three phases. They point out in this article, there was the plume created by the initial fire and building collapses. Then there were the ongoing fires that lasted, are you ready? 3 months. And then from the resuspension of particles that would be, that came about because of the cleanup and the transport of debris at ground zero and the surrounding areas and sites. They estimate that about 1.2 million tons of building material, 1.2 million tons, representing 15 million to 20 million square feet of office space, was destroyed or damaged. Now, typically, the building materials are not hazardous, but it turns out the intense heat and fire propelled 180,000 gallons of fuel, caused their rapid volatilization and the release of these combustion byproducts. And it was the mechanical energy of the collapse of the building that caused the proliferation and dispersion of these particles into the environment. Although they don't know exactly how much material there was at the World Trade Center site, but up to 2,000 tons of asbestos was used in its construction. Fiberglass was used, and Freon in the air conditioners. All these things are dangerous. And the World Trade Center contained large fuel tanks, too. And so you had other toxic materials that were in the office equipment and fixtures that included lead, mercury, polyvinyl chloride. Then you had plastic furnishings that were treated and coated with dioxin and volatile organic materials. All these things got dispersed. They don't just evaporate. And then you had overexposure to the combustion byproducts. The firefighters were overexposed to them, and they got so sick. Years later, many with and the police officers and EMS and all the first responders that showed up. It was a horrible experience, and people you don't need a clinical trial to know that these chemicals are so hazardous. And it took years, but so many died. I don't even know what the number is. Maybe there's a statistic on that, Katie. How many people have died from cancer associated with the World Trade Center and the collapse of those buildings and all of these horrible toxic materials being spread and volatilized throughout the air, volatilization of these chemicals. Then you had tens of thousands of indoor and outdoor dust, air and dust, and water samples were collected months after the attack. They were trying to figure out, and they analyzed more than 70 contaminants, asbestos, lead, chromium, mercury. The list is endless. Polychlorinated biphenyls, dioxins, scores of other organic compounds. And no wonder these poor souls got sick. Terrible things. All kinds of cancers. Pancreatic cancer, you name it. Liver cancer.
I just sent you an article. Excuse me, I have the hiccups, per usual, that I was reading. And this was 2 years ago, but it says the 9/11 related diseases passed the 2,000 mark. So that was 2 years ago. So it's a little more than 2,000 people have died from diseases from 9/11.
I'm surprised that number isn't even greater.
Me too. Excuse me.
I mean, it's just remarkable. And those people died. I mean, I don't know. And many of them had a hard time getting insurance.
That's sad.
But the nation pulled together. We pulled together. I believe we can do it again if we just put our mind to it. I'll be back.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Heart Drops over the past 20 years. The Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you increase your blood flow everywhere. The Heart Drops have proven to dissolve plaque from arteries, veins, and vessels caused from cholesterol that can restrict or block our blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to avoid open heart surgery, as was my father, and instead cleared our arteries painlessly and without chemical drugs, which, by the way, do not claim to remove any plaque or increase blood flow otherwise. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a money-back guarantee. So you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. If you've had open heart surgery, angina, diabetes, low energy, cold hands and feet, or grayish-blue skin or lips, Strauss Heart Drops are for you. Available online at PowerMall.com and StraussNaturals.com. I promise you won't be sorry.
This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. Tired of not having enough energy to exercise and be physically active? Well, OptiNOS from Earth's Creation can help recharge your body with the energy it needs to live a physically active lifestyle. OptiNOS does three things to help energize. First, it increases nitric oxide, which means more oxygen and nutrients flowing to your cells. Second, OptiNOS helps create ATP, the body's energy currency. Third, OptiNOS reduces lactic acid buildup, which causes exercise-associated muscle soreness. So turn on your body's energy switch with OptiNOS and start living a physically active lifestyle. Get OptiNOS at ecsportsusa.com. That's ecsportsusa.com. For a limited time, use promo code EC and get $10 off your first order. Promo code EC. The sooner you use OptiNOS, the sooner you will feel better about yourself and your body.